Straight Outta Fowler podcast, motherfuckers. Today is Saturday night. I got some special guests, but before I start that shit up, I'm gonna put some plugs in. Shout out to Anchor, man, for making this podcast and shit up. Touch of a button. After a few buttons, you're a podcaster, and your podcast is distributed to multiple podcasting platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Stitch, Google App Store, Play Store, whatever the fuck it is. Sorry, you guys, I had too many Modelos tonight. I got my boys here today. Okay, but let me give another plug, man. Shout out to all the motherfuckers that follow me on Instagram at Small Town Cali Podcast, or subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. And you can also find me on another podcast, What's the 411 with 75 Girl Records. Every Monday or every week, we got a new episode where we talk trending topic bullshit hip hop. You feel me? So find me on multiple platforms, fuckers. For the motherfuckers out there, I want to give some shout outs right now for the motherfuckers listening to me from Germany, from the UK, from Sweden, etc. There's some other one. I might have missed a couple. But hey, shout to you guys out, man. Thank you guys for the love, man. I totally appreciate that shit. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh shit. We're actually with Raw Dog, aka Fucker Raw Dog Says International. So my boy right next to me, pimping motherfucking G. What's up, my boy?
What up, boy?
Hey, man. Dude, you're one of my most listened to fucking episodes, dude. You've been on this fucking podcast multiple motherfucking times a day. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to have my boy AJ, aka he needs to get laid, eh?
What's up,
my boy? Hey, introduce yourself to the fucking world out there.
Yo, it's AJ. Just fucking just chilling with Pippin G and Chris.
Yeah, what's up, my boy?
Yep.
And we got Anonymous in the background. He's out here playing the cockbox. AKA the Xbox. He's playing 2K after I just mopped his ass in 2K basketball right now. With the Lakers and LeBron, baby. Ah! It's Saturday night. It's fucking, everyone's chilling and fucking playing Xbox, hanging out with the dudes. Let's talk about some shit we did. We even played basketball today, dude.
Hell yeah.
Can you believe that shit? Pimpin' motherfucking G got his ass out here, and he played some ball today.
Hell yeah. I played with some slip-ons, too.
With some fucking Crocs, my boy. My boy Pimpin' G's wearing Crocs. And you know what, dude? There's a stigma on these Crocs. Everyone's saying only the fucking weirdos wear Crocs. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with Crocs? I rock these motherfuckers all the time, and people say, why do you wear Crocs? Girls tell me, hey, dude, are you fucking really wearing Crocs? I'm like, dude, they're comfortable, they're easy, and they're light, and
Hell, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna start fucking starting a trend with these fucking, with the Crocs, dude. Let me tell you, my boy Pimp, hey, I ain't hating on you. I'm giving you
they're
props.
They're not cheap, though.
Yeah, the real shit is not cheap. You got all this shit. You know, what they need to do is put some logos and shit on Crocs.
Some more logos
rock me. I'm gonna make Crocs fucking, what is it called? Popular, dude. I'm gonna style. I'm gonna put some style to those motherfuckers. So what's up, dude? My boy AJ, aka I think he needs to get laid. He's right here. Shit. He got some motherfucking Bob Marley cat hippie shirt. I can tell right now that you're a stoner,
bro. I'm straight out stoner.
You're fucking look half Chinese, right now, bro. Baked like a motherfucker. And I know when you chill with my boy Pimpin' G, my boy Pimpin' G's medicated, bro. My boy Pimpin' G's motherfucking medicated. This son of a bitch right here shows up with the stoner hat on. It looks like a Jamaican beat. And you got the dreadlocks on AJ's fucking shirt,
with
dude.
The
that's
kitty
what you
and
need.
Shit.
Yeah, you're the cat, dude. Imagine this. People, this is how stoner AJ is, dude. AKA, he needs to get laid, eh? he's wearing a fucking Bob Marley with a kitty shirt. What I mean with the Bob Marley, I'm saying the Rastafarian hat with the dreadlocks and the green, yellow, and red color hippie tie-dye shirt, right?
Yeah.
And it'll be a fucking pussy on your shirt. That's when you know, hey, dude, I'm a stoner and I don't get laid. I want to get my pussy. Ah, I just played my boy.
Damn.
You ever need ass before? I'm trying to get him off, baby. Did you tell him what kind of show this motherfucker came on, dude? He didn't know what the fuck it was going.
Oh, shit.
Dude, hey, shout out to Joe Motherfuck Dingo.
Yeah, Joe
and
Dingo.
Raw Dog, aka Fucker Raw Dog. The motherfucking Dingo Brothers, man. Joe Dingo always says, Joe Dingo always says, if you're going to eat ass, make sure it's clean. I said, you know what, dude? It's fucking Saturday night. There ain't shit else to do. We're just chilling, hanging out, vibing, partying, you know, drinking, playing the Xbox, you know. You guys fucking pulled up in the Cheech and Chong van.
Yeah, we're fucking hella smoking.
Hey, since we're talking about Cheech and Chong, shout out to my motherfucking boy, G motherfucking Killer. Shout out to G Killer. He's podcasting on the Greenhouse podcast.
Ooh, that's a song.
On the Talking Shit podcast, which I'm featured on that one. And Underground Promo. I can't remember what he's a promoter. But my boy, he actually got to interview Tommy Chong, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
So check that shit out. Go to G Killer shit. Go under the Greenhouse podcast. Look up Tommy Chong interview. And that shit will pop up, dude. It was dope as fuck, dude. They talked about pot. They talked about, you know, business. They talked
about podcasting. Dope, G, that'd be dope fucking getting Tommy Chong.
Yeah, I'm only my podcast. Shout out Tommy Chong. Hey, if you listen to this shit, or if you ever hear this shit, dude, hey, come to my town, bruh, and we will let's have a conversation, man.
You
need
to try out some Pimpin' G Gardens.
Oh yeah, he wants to try some Pimpin' G Gardens, my boy. Hey, for the motherfuckers I don't know what Pimpin' G Gardens is, man. It's my boy Pimpin' G, man. That's all I gotta say. He does these things, man.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
Put the math together, I guess. You know what I mean? So, anyways, dude. So, what's up, man? You just said you came from a party, my boy AJ. I'm just chilling. Me and Pimp just fucking out here fucking shit.
Yep.
So, let's get in. So, talk a little bit about your life, because, you know what I mean? What's up, man?
Just chilling.
What do you like to do besides fucking trying to get some pussy?
Shit.
Traveling.
I fucking venturous, fool. I fucking drive everywhere.
You and Pimp got stranded. Tell us the story.
Oh, man. We're fucking going to dispensary and shit. We're fucking just chilling. And then fucking all of a sudden, like, oh, fuck. We're going through some mountain in the middle of a blizzard and shit. And like, damn. I'm like, oh, fuck. It's dark. Where the fuck we at?
Yeah.
It's dark. I'm like, fuck, man, where the fuck are we at? It's fucking hella dark and shit. Damn.
Someone almost lost their life that fucking day, too.
Me and fucking Gilbert over here, man, fucking already fucking sorrowing and shit. Fucking saying, hey, say your last words right, motherfucker.
Yeah. No fucking way. I remember. This is what happened. So I'm getting a call and somebody's calling me. Hey, have you heard about Pim? Have you found him? Can you call him? I can't get a hold of the motherfucker. And I'm like, all right, I can't get a hold of the motherfucker, dude, for like 4 or 5 days. This was a while when that happened because we were stranded until the person that told me said, hey, oh yeah, they got stranded way the fuck over here in Alaska. What are those motherfuckers doing in Alaska, bro?
Shit, but you know what, man? That shit was scary.
You guys are searching some snow bunnies. Oh yeah, dude, imagine where the fuck you guys don't know exactly where the fuck you're at and people are tripping.
It was hella dark, fucking pitch black.
Yeah,
looking like fucking like what's that fucking Silent Hill and shit?
You guys are scared, dude.
Except it wasn't ashes. So we'll say that the snow was the ashes for us.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to see Bigfoot.
Imagine. because of blizzard, right?
Fuck.
So what the fuck were you guys even going to do? Where the hell? You guys got lost?
It was Google Maps. We routed me somewhere.
We lost connection. You fucking picked the wrong map. Bro, you lost connection?
Yeah.
How the fuck does that happen?
We're so high in elevation. Fucking like 5,000 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you said we're just so high.
That was too little bit too.
Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
Let's
give a shout out to the young buck right here. We can't say his name because he's still a young buck, man. What's up, dude?
What's up?
Hey, you look like you need to get laid, eh? My buddy, man. What's up, dude? Talk a little bit about yourself, man.
What you want to know?
Huh? Uh-huh. Talk about ass eating. He's like, I ain't done that yet. That's gross, guys. Nah, the reason why I talk about a lot of ass eating is because shout out to the Yo 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 podcast with Martin and Hooter Moreno, man. Those guys always say there's this like this ass eating trending shit where they talked about ass eating and people started logging into watching and listening to their podcast, starting talking about the skin on their dick, circumcised. Hey, you know what? Let's talk about this shit, dude.
Oh,
everyone wants to say, oh, they talked about the I think it's nasty to have skin on your dick.
That's what the fuck. Skin on your dick.
Are you circumcised or uncircumcised? I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you motherfuckers right now. Bro. I got the full thing, okay? You know what? If you guys say, oh, it's ugly, it looks exactly the same. Let it pull the skin back. It's in a fucking boop. It looks just like your guys' dick, okay? Except they got to jack us off differently. I'm trying to bring this shit as a trend, dude. I don't give a fuck, dude. I had no problem getting... You have no problem for bitches just pulling out that shit back and get down, you know what I mean? I hate when people say... when they talk shit about it. I'm like, oh, dude, come on. Everybody was born with that fucking dick. You know, just certain people said, you know what? You're a baby. This fucking... cut this fucking skin off. And then boom. Oh, yeah, he has a pretty dick. Or it's easier to keep clean. Yeah. I wish I had a pretty dick. But you know what? I'm to the age where I don't give a fuck. Like, bruh, dude, do I really need to cut my dick right now? I've already almost half my life, bruh. I think I'm aight, you know what I mean? Like Blueface. Yeah, aight. You guys like that shit?
Yeah,
like that
yeah,
that's dope as fuck, bro. Man. No, but, you know what I mean? I'm glad you guys fucking pulled up and started coming over here, man. We're actually podcasting. We're not actually at the Dingo's Den today. Shout out to the Dingo's Den. Bingo. The Dingo's Den is a place where multiple podcasts are recorded over there. And people go to the studio and fucking hang around, create music, and vibe out, man. So shout out to the Dingo Brothers. Once again, man, I know you guys are like, who the fuck are these Dingo Brothers? Look up Joe, a.k.a. Joe Mama on Twitter, on Facebook, Joe Mama Vargas. Look up Rodney Vargas, a.k.a. Rod Dog. Fuck her, Rod. Dog to my boy, so you know what I mean. And shout out to the landscaper; he's always doing my yard or the Dingo's Brother yard. So, besides that, man, what do you guys want to talk about today, dude? Usually, I talk about music or whatever, but today is just a different vibe, dude. Today, I feel like just fucking chopping it up about some random shit. We went from ass eating to dick skin to fucking
shit.
To your guys' story getting stranded in a fucking blizzard.
You want
to
continue that shit? That shit was a lot of long ass story.
Yeah. Well, I hope there was some. I hope you guys got laid at least.
Shit.
No, pussy, dude. No one wants to hear that shit, dude. Come on, man. People want to hear it, dude. I'm on a mission to pound this pussy. Look at my boy. My young buck friend knows what he's talking about. He's been on that hunt for 3-4 years. You know what I mean? He just finished hitting puberty. He's all... He made his voice try to sound a little deeper, man. Come on, my boy. Hey. I'm just tired. All right, so let's talk about this shit, dude. What kind of fucking ladies you like, then?
Fuck.
What's your variety? What's your favorite?
Mostly Latina.
Oh, like Latina ladies, huh? What about my boy Pippa G?
None.
Ah! What the fuck? You don't like bitches, dude? No way.
They're all bitches to me.
They're all bitches to you. What about pussy? Say, I'll just go to the Gold Diggers and drop another rap.
Yeah.
Ah, my boy. Let's talk about that, dude. Okay, so check this shit out. Here's a story I heard about Pimpin' G. His first time he goes to this strip club, he goes over there and he drops racks on these bitches, bro. Racks on these fucking bitches. And they were telling me, dude, Pimpin' G fucking went over there and had the bitches there standing looking like security all motherfucking night next to him.
Oh, yeah. Because
he paid them racks. So they were just right there. Fucking just standing like security. They wouldn't even let other people get close to the motherfucker. You're like, oh, shit. No. He's with us. So how was that night, Pimper G?
It was cool. Fucking, we did have two girls. Like
drink them?
Just two. We had them throughout the whole night, though.
The whole night, dude, right? Dropping dollars?
Said dropping whatever.
And then I heard, and then you told me the next day, yeah, I fucked up, bro.
Hell yeah, I did.
Yo, I fucked up. I spent all my income tax. He fucking spent his income tax on the titty bar the first night, bro.
Damn.
Like, oh, fuck. You spent that many racks, bro. You only see memes about this shit on the internet, but today I get to sit next to a motherfucker that fucking did that shit. You know what I mean? Hey. Went to the titty bar and dropped racks on racks on racks. Had two bitches, like security guards with their tits out and all that shit. For what? For the next day to say, hey, bro, I fucked up.
Did
you drink or you smoked hella pot?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We smoked a lot.
Man, dude.
Hey, so
I heard about that.
So how about, I had one of the, chicks on the stage just dancing this shit, and she comes up to me and started shaking her ass and shit.
Yeah.
And I thought I some more, and she comes up to me and she's all you smell like weed. But I like that though. Yeah. And I was like, hell yeah. Okay, hell yeah. She told me that. She's all you smell like weed. And I remember
that. I remember one episode, I go, I'm going to shout out to one of my buddies, Pimp and G, because the way you remember back in the days when you first found out about porno.
Yeah.
You used to say, you sounded so innocent. Porno.
Porno.
When did you say that one day? Remember, I had the main fan. I'm like, I want to watch porno now. You remember that shit? We're young, bro. Remember that? Say, I want to watch porno now. Look at the Young Bucks. Oh, shit. I don't watch that shit. What's your favorite? Okay, let's see. This guy just graduated out of high school, dude. So, what's your favorite type of fucking porno, bro?
What's your favorite type of...
You like big, big, beautiful women... What's your favorite type of porno, bro?
Tiny teen.
Tiny teen.
18 and abuse.
What about you, AJ? What's your fucking favorite type of porno?
Same thing.
Hey, when the bitches cheat.
look at. You really fucked up, bro. You fucked up. You need help, my boy. He's all with the bitches cheat. So that means these bitches you get. You like that shit. Oh, yeah, bitch. You cheat on me, I'm going to cheat on you. Oh, my God. Then you guys crack me up. What about you, my boy, Pippa G? What's your favorite category?
Also my big ass.
Yeah. Yeah, me. That's me. I like the big ass. I want to watch. I want to see a big old fat ass getting pounded. Bah! 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 I hate cum shot videos, bro. I'm like, bruh, it's not my dick. I don't want to see that shit come all over your fucking face, girl. It's just disgusting. For some reason, I just don't dig that shit. You know, bitch, I don't even like getting it on my hands, bro. You know what I mean? That shit stinks, man. Yeah, I mean, especially because my diet sucks ass, bro. I eat pizza, I eat fucking hamburgers, fast food, and then sometimes I'll try to eat healthy, bro. There'll be days where I'll be like, I'm gonna have some steak, some steaks, right? And then I'm gonna have some grilled mushrooms and some sauteed onions. And that's what I call fucking healthy, bro. You know what I mean? They say, hell, you better be careful. You're gonna die young. Oh, well, fuck it. At least I fucking live my life. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Fuck that shit. I'm on a rant today. I'm feeling good. It's Saturday motherfucking night. You know what I mean?
You're gonna die young.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Man.
Nah, but yeah. My boy Pimpin' G's feeling it today. AKA Pimp Khalifa and the bitch, man. Hey, for the people out there listening, thank you guys for showing love, man. Pippin G's been on one of my first few episodes, and I was like, you know what? It's time to bring him back. I just had to get a hold of this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Pippin G don't have no cell phone right now, so I couldn't get a hold of this motherfucker. I was mailing him letters and hitting up his old laptop. And you know what I mean? I was like, this motherfucker, talk about being, you know, when he says, I'm going to go off the grid, he goes, off the motherfucking grid. You can't find that motherfucker. You can't. No trace of that motherfucker, bro. Like, for example, you came, pulled up, and you said, you know what? I'm looking for this motherfucker. And that's how AJ, AK, I need to get. Laid, eh? Ah. He's like, hey, Chris, I'm like, Pimp,
I need a fucking smoke.
Yeah. He's like, I need to find this motherfucking pimping motherfucking G. And I, that's dope, bro. So is there any fucking other shit, dude? Any other shit you guys been through, man? Cause are you guys like a team? You guys just chill and
fuck, we weren't about to go fucking just go fucking smoke and fucking go chill at fucking Blackstone and shit.
Yeah, pick up some hoes, huh? Fucking Pip's like, I don't like these bitches, but I'll pay for these hoes.
Shit.
This, you're giving this young buck over here playing the game, you're giving him ideas. He's like, oh, you can pay for pussy? He's like, I already knew. Oh, yeah, what? What did your generation look up at? Did you guys look for pussy on like Craigslist or fucking these apps? Tinder? Really? They sell their ass on Tinder?
Nah, you just gotta keep going with it. Whatever you want, you got it.
What do you prefer? What do you just type up, pussy? What do you say? What exactly do you just swipe? Swipe
just,
what?
Just swipe what you like.
And that's it, and chicks know that you want to fuck. So chicks know you want to fuck them.
Yeah.
See, I don't know any of this shit because I'm married, bro. So I don't know Tinder and all these dating apps and all that shit.
Fucking
out there.
Tinder.
You could get AIDS and shit fucking some of these nasty hosts, bro. Dude, have you seen some of the fucking videos I've seen, bro? Some of these bitches are disgusting, nasty assholes, bro.
You got a disgusting, nasty asshole.
Have you ever fucking... Have you ever got some fucking diseases, bro?
Hell no.
Yeah, right.
My fucking ugly ass ex does.
Yeah. You're like, shit, I don't fuck enough.
Shit, I'm fucking clean. Fuck that shit.
So do you like, you prefer rubbers or no rubbers when you pound some bitch?
Fucking rubber, what the fuck? I ain't fucking in no fucking disease.
Yeah, not even disease. You bust nuts in them? You ever busted a fresh one?
And the girl says,
yeah. It's like, Chris, dude, you talk a lot about fucking sex. I'm like, dude, everyone talks about sex, but everyone wants to hear about the nasty
shit. It's a fucking natural thing. Look,
yeah,
shit.
Dude, you know what I mean? I'm open to that kind of shit.
I'm open to that.
I'm open to talk about my sexual, what is it? Sexuality. I don't give a fuck. I ain't no fucking homosexual. No diss to the LGBT community. I ain't got nothing against you motherfuckers, okay? I just joke around, you know what I mean? That's, I like to fucking talk shit. It's fucking hilarious, bro. So fucking... what else, pimp? You know what I mean? People been wanting to hear from you. What the fuck you got going on, dude? I was hearing that you want to get a motherfucking studio going and all this shit, bro. What the fuck?
I already got it half-built.
Oh, so you're working on building a studio at your pad?
Yeah.
So what the fuck's making you want to build a studio? You want to be the next Pippin Metro Boomin?
Fucking, I want to be the next Master P.
Master P? Oh, shit. You ain't fucking around. What about you, dude?
Yeah, AJ, I'm going to be in the fucking background and be like saying what's up and everything.
Yeah, oh, so you just want to be
a
video vixen.
I
want to
try it out and see how
it goes,
yeah.
Yeah, video vixen. You know what a video vixen is, bro? It's one of the the bitches they hired to do the dancing and the acting of the videos.
Oh shit!
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I want to be a video vixen. Oh yeah, my boy. That's hilarious, man, dude. That's what I like, dude. I'm glad you brought your boy AJ out here, dude. I mean, I was like, he needs to experience the podcast, dude. It's dope as shit. People are like, hey, Chris, you're so offensive, Chris. What the fuck do you guys... How come there's no theme of your podcast? Because I don't give a fuck on this podcast. If you like the fucking podcast and you like the content we're giving to you, we're giving you fucking California Nights, baby. This is the wild shit that us crazy fucking people in St. Cal talk, dude. You know what I mean? This ain't Hollywood or this ain't the Bay Area. You know what I mean? Fresno, Fowler area. Man. This is Central Valley. This is the way we do shit out here, people. This is like what I was talking about on another podcast. There was some people. Shout out to TME Visions with the Z, man. Out there in Fresno, man. The media company pulled up and I interviewed them on Small Town Kelly podcast, my other podcast, right? And, you know what I mean? We're talking about, like, how people think Fresno is, like, a shithole town. Or Fresno area is, like, you know what I mean? There's nothing to do out here. It's whack. And you know, and then last weekend was the Fresias Festival. And there was 17,000-plus people that showed up. Damn. To downtown and all these breweries and alleyways. And Alley Wave, this place where music and local rappers and hip-hop and talent bands go and play, dude. So, dude, Fresno is fucking popping. We are trying to change that shit, dude. You know what I mean? And I said it first on what 75 Girl Records, the podcast with my co-host Destiny Jade. I said, you know what I mean? Fresno, in the next few years, is going to be a great place to fucking... It's going to have a great nightlife.
Hell yeah.
Once they finish building downtown and redoing everything. Watch, people, believe this shit, people. There's going to be a good nightlife, dude. And take Ubers. Have you guys ever been on an Uber, bro? I took my first Uber ride when I went to see Andre Nicotina at Strummer's in Fresno, bro. It was dope, bro. I got fucked up. Shout out to the boys out there that I just met in line. They bought me free beer all motherfucking night, bro. I was fucked up. I Ubered there. I Ubered back, dude. Let me tell you how fucking easy this shit is, bro. No more getting pulled over like me and you been pulled over one time. Remember, we almost got pulled up. We got pulled over, and luckily they let us go. Yeah. But for whatever, we'll skip that. It was years ago. What the fuck was I saying?
Jesus. About the Uber.
Oh, yeah, the Uber, dude. It's touch a few buttons, just like this Anchor app, where you just a few buttons and boom, some fucking dude's going to show up or some chick's going to show up. Ski skirt. Show up, pick you up, and then take you where the fuck you need to be. And all you gotta do is pay Uber, have your credit card information, or whatever your information in there, and it pays for you. And all of a sudden, hey, don't worry about getting DUIs, because what's paying 20 to 40, 20 to 30 bucks compared to paying 10,000 plus getting a motherfucking DUI, bro?
That's just a lot more better. Uber's a lot more better, especially if you're messed up.
Yeah. And dude, easier. I even thought it's about maybe easy. Like even trying to work for Uber, because they said it's such a fucking good job, people.
Yeah.
The Uber drivers, dude, there was one dude, I'm gonna say right now, dude, not all Uber drivers are lit. There was this asshole the guy that brought me back, because it was two different drivers. The guy that brought me back made me feel like, dude, don't even talk to me, bro. Like, I'm just fucking... He was just like, you know, a dick. And I didn't rate him no stars, though. There's my revenge, bitch. I ain't rating you. You're an asshole. But besides that, dude, what the fuck? How long are we in? Oh, we got a few more minutes, dude. 27 minutes. But you guys are already on a downer. You guys are like, the beginning of the episode, you guys are all fucking wired and fucking laughing and giggling. Oh, shit, the weed. After you guys' weed fucking goes down, you're like, oh, shit, dude. Pippa G's about to fall asleep right now, bro. What the fuck, dude? Shit, that's hilarious, man. See?
Man, but the Uber driving, man, it's pretty cool, though, man. Like, seriously, I...
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When I had to go pick up my car, I only paid $30, man. And it took me all the way to my car, got AAA, and took my car back to Selma, man.
Oh, that's dope. Uber then?
Yeah. No, not Uber, but fucking... Uber took me all the way to my car was crashed at.
Oh.
And then fucking I called AAA, and then boom, I was back home.
Damn,
this
shit's
tight, dude.
Oh, yeah, the day of the blizzard, huh?
Yeah.
Where the fuck were you guys, dude?
We're in Lancaster, man.
Lancaster. Fucking, shit. That was a mission, dude. That's what you call wrong turn. That sounds like a fucking scary movie,
tell you
bro.
The truth, though, Lancaster looked pretty nice, dude.
I heard it's a beautiful area.
It's different, man.
I heard every area has its own.
That lifestyle over there in Lancaster, man, it's a different lifestyle.
Yeah, so where the fuck were you guys going to?
So we just went to go
trail. Just drive.
Yeah.
We decided just fucking just take a vacation. Fuck it.
Yeah. So we went to Long Beach. We walked on the on the sand too. She went to the water. That shit was cold. Yeah.
And then we went to fucking downtown LA, man. Damn, man. Oh, that fucking driving style over there is fucking different.
Oh yeah, dude. Talk about tight, traffic. Man. A lot of traffic, huh?
Hell yeah. The environments fucking started changing.
Oh,
the
it's just a whole. Looks like it's just like ghetto. LA area, dude. Every time I visit, I love it there. It's like, man, I wish I could live here, but I know I can't.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I love where I live, small little town. Yeah. But, like, yeah. I wish I could have, like, a condo or something to go out there and just live, because it's just a whole different vibe. Everybody's just, like, all happy, and it's California, and it's the beach, and it's the fucking...
And then the weed over there in L.A., man.
Oh, yeah, shit, I bet, you know what I mean? The weed
remember
in L.A.?
Remember that fucking that day over there?
I had a rapper.
Shit, man, yeah. That shit was bad.
Yeah,
the clubs over there. We got a first-time patient fucking got one good dab, man. That fucking shit was...
Yeah.
God damn.
So hey, talk about dabs, bro. Crazy, explain this dab shit to me, because all these motherfuckers nowadays are doing these dabs.
That's that new thing now, man. So, everyone's getting the fucking, like, couple hits, you're fucking high as fuck already.
So what is it? It looks like earwax. Like, yeah. Some shit I just put in my Q-tip. I put a Q-tip in my ear. Put it on.
Well, they say sometimes people say,
I'm just saying for the motherfuckers like out there that don't know what dabs are, and you hear about, not the dab move, the little dance move. We're talking about this fucking marijuana fucking product, right? That everyone uses, dude.
When everyone's all saying this is a new thing, let's dab it. I'm like, what the fuck? All right.
See, my cousin dabs all the time.
You like that shit, pimp?
Hell no, that
shit. Yeah, I just like the green shit. That's it.
That
man.
Shit fucks up. That shit gets you fucking choking. Shit.
Mm-hmm. So if there was fucking any place you guys like to get blown at, what would you guys want to be in the world?
Canada?
Explain that.
He's like, explain that. I don't know. It's a place where everyone smokes weed at.
It's free, huh? It's free.
It's legal.
It's legal. I just meant it's legal over there.
Oh, you guys are fucking stoners, man. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. This is like the Mexican Cheech and Chong.
Yeah,
these two motherfuckers, bro.
Hey. How about
eyes? You look like the motherfucker from Friday. I'm an Aztec warrior, eh? What's he saying? Remember that shit? That movie Friday? Which Friday was it after?
Next Friday?
Yeah. See, the youngster's like, yeah.
Locked doors.
Locked doors.
Damn, bro. That motherfucker was... That shit was hilarious, bro.
He's all, go get some bologna. It's a baloney.
Oh my gosh, dude. That's fucking hilarious. So what's up, man? Do you guys believe in conspiracies, dude? Everybody, I know hippies. You guys are like hippies. Hippies always believe in some fucking conspiracies, and I'm like, let me talk to these fucking modern day hippies. So what's up? What do you guys believe? The Illuminati's gonna get you? People tell me, Chris, dude, you're so fucking stupid. Why do you believe in these fucking conspiracies? You're fucking wacko. You're fucking crazy. I'm like, bruh, fuck it. YOLO. Bruh, you don't understand me, dude. This is why, bro. They're recording us. They're tracking us. There's proof right in front of our fucking faces, and you guys are so brainwashed. Oh, they're not spying on us? Look at this smart TV that we're fucking next to right here has a goddamn sensor in there listening to our conversations. This Xbox that his fucking kids playing on. Fucking this cell phone we're fucking recording off, dude. Your shit's right there.
Your shit's right there.
And the only difference between mine and yours is we're getting spied by the government, and you're getting spied by a foreign government, because you got that Samsung shit. The Asian shit, you know what I mean? The Japanese people are fucking spying on my boy Pippa G, you know what I mean? Looking up his fucking crazy porn sites and shit. He was like, dude, I got like 6 viruses, bro. What did you say earlier? Don't you hate... Oh, let me tell you guys. I just found out my neighbor, bro. Shout out Mr. Clean. My neighbor.
Mr. Clean.
He goes, hey, bro, I had to get a new phone, dude.
He's had to get a new phone?
He goes, the shit kept telling me I had too many viruses from watching porno. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
He goes, but it's all a lie. They just say that so what? You can pay them to fix your phone. He got scammed into paying the fake viruses. They said your phone and said, you got like 8 viruses from watching all these pornos and shit. I'm like, dude, if you want to watch porno and not worry about getting viruses, go to Twitter. Yeah, dude. The porn star, dude. Have you guys have Twitter?
Hell no, fuck that,
bruh. What do you mean fuck that?
That's everybody too hard on Twitter. To fucking use, man.
Okay, I can show you guys how to use it, bruh. No more Pornhub for you. Just go to Twitter. No, type in amateurs and bruh. You could even be a porn star. Let me tell you how easy it is to be fucking porn star on online. There are just random fucking couples just busting fucking doing sloppy sex. Sloppy sex. Fucking shitty acting amateurs, bruh. And they get millions of views because there's a lot of perverts like me that like to watch. Shit. Oh my god, I'll be on fucking Twitter all day, Michael Martin. Fucking oh shit, dude. Now, the thing I like about Twitter is fucking total chaos on that motherfucker. You know what I mean? I get shit from people. Hey, why are you retweeting porno? Bruh! Let me to explain to you why I retweet pornos. Okay? People are like, dude, that's gross, dude. Don't you have standards of moral? I'm like, bruh, no. I'm trying to support these up-and-coming porno stars. Because if they make it, they're going to be like, hey, dude, that's Chris G. He supported me through day one. You know what I mean? I hate that shit. I remember when I first started posting on my Facebook, and I'd post crazy ass shit, and people would be like, dude, I don't want to see that. Then don't fucking look! How hard is it for not to fucking look? If you don't like it, unfriend me, block me, whatever the fuck you gotta do, dude.
Yeah.
I would get DMs, hey, you're fucking satanic, bruh. All you post is evil shit.
All you post is evil shit.
Yeah, bruh.
Well, you know what, dude? Evil shit?
Yeah, dude, I remember that shit, bro. That's crazy ass shit, dude. Well, you know what? Let's take a break, or if not, hey, if we don't end up finishing this because it's hella late already. I want to say thank you, motherfuckers, for pulling up.
Oh,
hopefully,
man,
there's a part two of this. Yeah. If not, you guys are more welcome to come back on Straight Outta Father Podcast with my boy Pippin Motherfucking G and AJ, aka he needs to get laid. Hey, hey, thank you guys, dude. All right, for everybody out there listening, man, like, share, subscribe, follow me on Small Town Cali Podcast on YouTube, on Instagram, the same as well, on Facebook, find me at Chris G, ChrizGonzalez, motherfuckers. Also, Chris G at Twitter and on Facebook as well. You can type in Small Town Cali Space Podcast. For the people that can't find me on YouTube, let me specify that. Small Town Cali, then Spacebar Podcast. And it will take you directly to me ASAP. You can also Google my name, Chris Gonzalez or Chris G. You can Google my name. All my shit will pop up. Type in Small Town Cali Space Podcast on Google. And also you can find links to where to find me. Besides that, dude, all you motherfuckers out there listening, I enjoy. Thank you, guys. All the international people that have been listening, I fucking love you motherfuckers, too. Okay? I got some more shit coming. Hopefully, we finish this off. Till then, I'll see you motherfuckers next time. Peace out. Oh, wait. Let me give some shout-outs real quick. Shout-out to Angel Lamb from Let Me Know Podcast, man. He's been doing some DJ shit. You know what I mean? DJing every, I can't remember the day. I think it's every Tuesday or Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Check him out on some app, man. Shout out to Angel Lim. Shout out Mega Motherfucking Man. You know what I mean? He's always listening and showing love, man. That motherfucker's funny. Besides that, man, shout out to Dingo Brothers once again. Shout out to Joe Dingo. Shout out to Raw Dog, a.k.a. Fuck Her Raw Dog. And once again, to my guest today.
Pippin
motherfucking G and AJ, a.k.a. That's I think I'm going to get laid. Hey, that's what's up, AJ. Good shit, my boys. Hey, thanks for coming on. I'm glad you guys came, chopped it up. I know I had a little too many Modelos, but I was on one today, you know what I mean? All right, to you guys fucking assholes out there, I love you motherfuckers. Peace out. See you in the next episode.
Peace.